All these wild comebacks in basketball, certainly in hockey, in the Stanley Cup final, and in baseball last night. At least I appreciate the Mets just going down without a whimper. Just no fight as they get beat down again. Second day in a row by the Cardinals. Look, we talked a lot about this Cardinal team here, Jensen. They don't seem to go away. And the Mets right now, a path of least resistance.
Mets are only 6 games out of a playoff spot, so there still is hope here. And what is still a very wild and jumbled wild card picture there in the National League. Same thing in the junior circuit for the American League. Dave, we're getting to that time of year where temperatures increase and you're starting to see the ball carry a bit more. And even as we start to reach those humid temperatures, I know you're feeling it there in Tennessee. We got it in earnest here in Northeast Ohio the last couple of days. So it's nothing but overs for me so far, looking at an abbreviated slate. One place that it is not affected by the conditions, because they do have the retractable roof there in Miami, I still like the over for this scenario setting up this afternoon. Diamondbacks and Marlins series finale, Merrill Kelly, Tyler Phillips on the mound here. Dave, Arizona as a road dog, 14-8-2 to the over, and the Marlins are averaging 5.5 runs per game offensively in the month of June. We are set up, I think, for what I believe is a subdued total. I actually played the over 8, the alternate total, over 8 at minus $1.31. I do think we get some early offense. I thought we were going to get an easy over yesterday. Marlins had 8 runs, through 6 innings? Yeah. Not a run after that. So I pushed on my over 8 yesterday. We're going right back to the well because I think both these teams have a chance to put up some early fireworks. Same thing in Comerica Park. Twins and Tigers. Tigers are starting to play a little bit better. And don't look now, but all of a sudden, that divisional deficit is down to 8.5 games. Chicago, the White Sox, your first place team as we wake up today, a half game ahead of the Cleveland Guardians. But as this matchup sets up today, Zebby Matthews, Cater Montero, I like the over 9 at minus $1.23. Again, the Twins really good to the over as a road underdog, which they are this afternoon, 14-8-1 to the over in that scenario. And then Cater Montero has had 4 of his 8 home starts have 9 runs or more scored combined. So I think we're in for a little offensive surge there. Your Royals. Buddy, yesterday it took extra innings. It got over for me. I know you were looking for the win for the June win total, but I think we're going right back to some more offense here for Fountains Up. Afternoon affair, we've got Kumar Rocker and Michael Wacha on the bump today. Texas is averaging 5.1 runs per game offensively in their last 11 contests. And Kansas City, in their last 9 games played, Dave, there is an average of at least 10 runs scored combined. No resistance whatsoever on the mound here for these two teams. So I think the over 9.5 at minus $1.37, that's what I'm playing. Totals are upwards of 10, 10.5. I'm going to buy down a little bit just in case. So it's an alternate over 9.5 minus $1.37 between the Rangers and the Royals from Kauffman Stadium for me.
Let me ask you a couple of big picture questions, and one that I'm anticipating to put in my portfolio for a team that you know that I've been on and I really like this year. They've won 4 games in a row. We just talked about them down there in South Beach. They're 2.5 games out of a wild card spot right now, but the market hasn't really adjusted yet on them to make the postseason. It was around 10-1. I'm still seeing 8-1 for the Marlins to make the postseason. Now, I get it. The Phillies are ahead of them. The Padres are ahead of them as the 2-3 spots right now. And the Pirates, I think we believe have staying power. They're a half game back. It would be the Cardinals to me, theoretically. Like, what team would you have to move out? I know the Cardinals right now, the first wild card team in the National League, and they're 3 games in the lead for that top spot there. Do you handicap it that way and actually look at the teams, or are you just looking at the games back? And in that category, it's just 2.5.
Games back wise, I've usually had a hard and fast rule at the All-Star break, which is traditionally 2, 2.5 weeks before the trade deadline. If you're within 3.5 games, then I think you've got an opportunity for not only a make the playoffs price, But depending on where the divisional deficit, I usually don't go past five games. When you get to the trade deadline, Dave, if you're five games or farther away from the top spot in the division, that might eliminate the divisional price for me. So the magic number for me is usually 3.5 games, both at the All-Star break and then at the trade deadline, at least heading into the day of, because that's where teams will look, okay, we're a series sweep away from being in a playoff spot. As it pertains to your Marlins, and I think you're on to the fish here, pitching-wise, they are 13th in pitching wins above replacement in the major leagues right now at 6.8. That's pretty good considering the crop that's in front of them. And you're thinking of nationally teams like the Padres. Your Mets actually have been very solid. They're 10th now in big league baseball. Atlanta is 9th, Pittsburgh 5th, Milwaukee 4th. So looking at some of the other teams you got to run down, LA is first, the Dodgers are first, the Phillies are second. They're both really, really outstanding. But I think Miami would be in the market not only for an additional bullpen arm. You can kind of say that about any contender. Every contender is in line for a reliever or two. But man, if they can find one more bat to lengthen the lineup, that's a scary club. And consider this, yeah, Dave, when you look at where the Marlins rotation is right now, and that was kind of something we looked at, especially in our VSiN MLB betting guide. Max Meyer has been their best starter all year. Sandy Alcantara has been much, much better, and his body of work is really solid. Still flying under the radar, I think. They've got some injuries they've been dealing with. Yuri Perez on the IL since the end of May. Jansen Junk, who actually threw the ball really well for them early in the season, has had the shin inflammation. That also since the final week of May. They get healthy, this is going to be a rotation that could use the internal kind of health from getting better in that regard, because the back end of their bullpen, Dave, the Miami Marlins have allowed the fewest hits per nine and the fewest homers per nine while having the fourth best strikeout per nine ratio in big league bullpens this year. That is huge. If they can knock down their walks per nine, that's a really solid unit. That's how you win series. That's how you find your way into October baseball.
I bring that up in context when you look at the junior circuit in the American League, and that the Marlins, again, for those waking up today and go, really, they're only 2.5 games back, and they're 8-1 to make the postseason. Flip that to the junior circuit. Two teams, Detroit and Kansas City, 12 games under 500 each, have shorter numbers than the Marlins to make the postseason at 6-1 for Kansas City. Wow. And Detroit is 5-1. And these teams are 5.5 games back in the American League. And Jensen, I think I can figure out why those numbers would appear to be off. It's because we look at the American League top to bottom and go, it just doesn't have the depth right now that the senior circuit has in the National League. And maybe there is the double chance, right, that if the White Sox don't keep this up, if the Guardians keep coming back to the pack, maybe there's an outside shot to do what Cleveland did last year to Detroit, and one of these teams that look like bottom feeders run them down in the American League Central. Is that the reason why you see that juxtaposition in the number, that there does feel like there's an outside shot that it's not just wild card or bust?
Yeah, sure. And just food for thought, this is still wild to look at. Dave, of the teams on the outside looking in the American League, wild, if the American League playoffs started today, your top wild card team would be the Yankees. Number two would be the Guardians. And that final team in would be the Texas Rangers. There is not one team on the outside looking in the American League race that has a positive run differential. In fact, the best team as far as run differential are the Boston Red Sox on the outside looking in. They are second to last in the American League record-wise. Yet they are only 5.5 games out of a playoff spot. I am telling you, there are going to be buy low opportunities left, right, and center for the American League make the playoffs prices. You mentioned the Houston Astros just a week or so ago. Mm-hmm. They're 3.5 games out. Now they have a terrible run differential. They're minus 38. I still don't trust their pitching whatsoever. They can hit, but are they going to trade Christian Walker? You know, Yordan Alvarez has been great. Do you even dangle him out there? That's waving the white flag. Boston got bad news. They don't know what the timeline for Garrett Crochet coming back could be. They've got questions offensively. Kansas City, as bad as they've been, Dave, and they've been bad, they're 5.5 out of a playoff spot. It is ridiculousness, or as you like to say, theater of the absurd on the junior circuit. There are so many teams still alive, and there are so many buy low opportunities just on the American League side for teams that have gotten off to slow starts that might be able to catch fire. Remember, your Toronto Blue Jays ticket last year, buddy, they were very, very average in the first half. They catch fire in the second half. The rest is history.
The Red Sox are 6-1 to make the postseason. How about this from the boys in Charm City?
Man.
The Orioles are +250. I mean, it's insane the short numbers that are out there because nobody feels like they're good in the American League, right? Who's good in the American League right now? It's amazing. Look at the numbers, and then you see how tough it is to try to run that narrative here in the National League because there's a lot of good teams in the senior circuit.